Welcome back to Rock and Roll Science Podcast. We have been examining every day of the sessions that led to the Beatles album Let It Be. Something else is on my mind today. I will return to the Beatles with the next podcast. Bruce Springsteen did a remarkable thing a few days ago. No, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. Watch it on YouTube if you missed it. I did. And let me tell you, that pure rock and roll awesomeness that is the E Street Band came through even on that crummy little YouTube player thing. But you know what? That's not surprising. They really are that good. Fair warning, I have an acquaintance who works for Bruce sometimes, but I've never met him. What I found more remarkable last week was what people are calling Bruce's apology for doing something that disappointed many of his fans. What did he do? He released a CD exclusively through Walmart. A number of artists of his popularity, but maybe not stature or cultural relevance, have done the same. They were called hypocrites too, just like Bruce, but only Bruce apologized. Why was that? Does he care more about what his fans think? Maybe he's just the bigger man. Actually, I think it's that he understands community better than most people do. In his recent New York Times interview, he talks about how his fame is more of a community thing than just something he created on his own, and I will put an excerpt of it up on my blog and also link to the article, so you can find it if you go to rockandrollscience@wordpress.com. And we'll give you 5 points extra credit for doing so.
He was born a little baby on the Appalachian Trail. At 6 months old, he'd done 3 months in jail. He robbed the bank in his diapers and his little bare baby feet. All he said was, folks, my name is Outlaw Pete.
I have been playing music from Bruce's new album, Working on a Dream. And I think you should ignore any negative reviews you may have read. This album is just a little different from what you might expect. And I actually had to listen to it a few times before I started to get it. Nothing wrong with that, except that it makes it hard for somebody to write a review if they're only going to listen to it one time. Bruce said that they had a lot going on and they didn't think the Walmart thing through. We hope our idols can be perfect, but I mean, doesn't that sound entirely plausible? In Billboard, Springsteen's manager kind of threw the record company under the bus. When Sony's marketing request came through, John Landau's office was probably working on what? They had the Super Bowl, plans for the 2009 tour. Probably the negotiations are pretty intense, I'd imagine. I'm sure there's a bunch of press requests and, you know, who knows what else. So when the thing came through, it was probably a pretty detailed report of budgets and different special things they wanted to do, and they probably didn't think about that Walmart thing. And, you know, remember that it's actually a pretty crappy little piece. You know, it's basically two-thirds of his existing greatest hits album, and it retails for right around the same price. So you can see how they would just say, no one's going to care about that. In addition to this Walmart exclusive thing, they made these really nice lyric books. They're really attractive, and I will put some photos of them up on my blog. And if you're looking to pick one up, you can go to recordstoreday.com to find a list of the stores that have them. You should probably jump on that because they're going to run out pretty soon. However, I should mention it's just a nice looking thing. If you buy the regular CD anywhere, you're going to get the lyrics right inside. This is just kind of an expanded version of the booklet that's already in there. But it's actually really nice, and as a fan, I'm psyched to have it. You know, but there also could have been proposals for, you know what, ringtones or some cell phone stuff and MySpace, whatever, exclusive video here, whatever, Rhapsody and iTunes and I don't know what else. You know, I totally believe Bruce when he says that it just slipped by them. They probably thought that they had everybody covered. You know, people who like to download can download the album. If you are the type of person who would appreciate this expanded lyric book, well, you could get that. It was in stores all across the country. If you want records, you can get that. If you just want a plain old CD, well, that's all over the place, too. And then the people whose Springsteen fandom only goes as far as wanting like 10 or 12 songs for 10 bucks, if it's kind of waved in front of their face, well, at least they can have that. And I think it's important to avoid being self-righteous and think that somebody who only wants 10 Bruce Springsteen songs is, you know, that's great. You know, and if you look at the track listing on it, it's a good collection. It's just, if you want 10 songs, why not get 18, you know, for basically the same price. I don't know how Walmart merchandised the CD, but I imagine it was kind of in some type of impulse area where people would say, oh, hey, that looks cool, let me grab that. And, you know, as far as impulse purchases go, you certainly could do a lot worse than Thunder Road, Born to Run, Born in the USA, Dancing in the Dark, whatever's on there. I mean, it's great. And what else are you going to get? Red Book? Some SpongeBob toy that's going to break tomorrow? Or, you know, TV Guide with four collectible covers featuring Dr. Phil in tight, icky jeans or something? Ugh. You know, what, some kind of family pack of chapstick? Well, wait, hold on. Actually, you know, that wouldn't be too bad. Nah. I'd much rather have chapped lips forever than not have this in my life. The highway's down with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Everybody's out on the run tonight, but there's no place left to hide. So, Bruce, you didn't exactly apologize, but anyway, apology accepted. Thank you. Come back here to rockandrollscience.wordpress.com for the continuation of the Let It Be series. The Beatles have one more rehearsal before the Apple rooftop concert. So we'll see. Can they get it together? We'll find out. Until then, shine on, everybody. Rock Dad, out.